This is Cecilia Regal.
Hallelujah. He spoke three things to me immediately out of the bedroom, out of the closet, and out of behind the veil. The Lord says he's going to thrust you in the forefront, and he's going to shine a spotlight on you. And you are very comfortable in the bedroom, in the closet, and behind the veil. And you've had a season of immense joy with the Lord there. But the Lord says he needs you in his harvest field. He needs you putting your hand to the plow. And he needs you to gather in the chicks that are desperate for what you have. You have gathered rich treasure on the inside of you, but now he wants you to start giving it away. And he's going to open an opportunity for you to reach beyond your comfort zone in order to sow. And he's giving me that scripture, sow your seed in the morning. He's all in Ecclesiastes, there's another scripture about casting your bread upon the water. And after many days, it will return. The Lord's going to have you sowing seed out in the community. And you're going to be involved in different groups. And you'll be involved in groups that are... I see you in a rock band. That's totally out of your comfort zone. So you're going to be involved in a group that has a totally different style than you have. And it's going to really stretch you. But you're going to find that as he stretches you, he will fill you up. And that treasure that's inside of you is something that I see the body of Christ desperately needs. That he's had you in training all this time so that he could send you into his field. Even if you don't want to go. He will help you. He's going to help you, darling. You're not going to go alone. He will be with you, but he'll bring others alongside. He's going to bring different kinds of friends into your life. Friends that can stretch you a little bit. And it'll be a wonderful challenge. They'll look different. They'll sound different. Some will dance wildly. And some will just won't even know how to dance at all. And the Lord is going to let you help them. I see you at a, have you ever been at a square dance? When the fiddles are going and everyone starts to kick up their heels and do-si-do. I see the Lord bringing you into a barn situation, a casual situation where a square dance is going on. Some would be doing the shoddish or just different types of dances. And the Lord says he's going to cause you to enter into many different situations where the dances are different than what you're used to. But you're going to find an amazing joy. I even saw you at a Jewish wedding where they're doing the, what do they do when they hoist the bride up on a chair? La da 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 da. You know, that kind of celebratory thing. In fact, I actually think he's going to have you playing at weddings because you're going to be able to reach into whole families' lives just by the allowing him to stretch you and reach out into the harvest field of the Lord. Your harvest field is going to be full of joy, but it's going to be different. It's going to be different. And he's just wooing you right now. He's putting a seed in your heart right now so you can water it and let it grow. So when he says, come, you'll be immediately ready to go with him.
As soon as you begin to play, there are different worship leaders who have a local anointing who can play, and it sounds really nice. You know, and they're made for just that. But when you begin to play and as you begin to go on, it was like the Lord immediately showed me that the anointing, and I'm not trying to puff you up. I don't want to speak beyond what the Lord is saying. But I do see a large worship anointing on her. And that invitations will come, and that there will be times where you'll get invited to be a part of this and be a part of that. And it's a kingdom anointing that is within you that goes beyond the four walls of right here. This has been a great training place. I'm not saying you're going to leave next week or anything like that. But I see you really getting thrust into the kingdom. And that can mean like outside the walls of the church. That can mean playing, you know, I mean, like Mary said, at weddings or different things like that. So the Lord is really going to be opening up some new places, new faces, and different things like that. I see you're also able to really ride with the Spirit. And not you riding this, you driving the Spirit, but you're able to ride with the Spirit. And the Lord is going to show you how to do that, even in different forms and different praises. And you're all for that. You are all for you know, trying different things. And he says, go with it, do it, do all that and more, because all that and more is within you, and He's waiting. And He's going to open up opportunity for all that and more. Yeah. I just see you just growing and going, and yeah.
As you were walking down here, what I heard is pennies from heaven. And as I was thinking, well, what is that? And what God was speaking to me is He was saying, what you've experienced in your personal time when you've let loose on the piano and when you've worshiped to God, just you and Him, and the visitations of the Spirit that He's given you to this point were like pennies from heaven that were falling down. But where He's taking you, He's going to begin to dump buckets of not only coins, but also bills. And the richness of His Spirit, He's going to begin to dump upon you. And it is an expansion. It's going to come by you expanding yourself and who you are, stepping into places that are uncomfortable. He's going to expand it. And He is going to do some supernatural things as far as with your voice. He's going to cause your voice to be cast out with power. With power, there's going to be a power anointing. The young lady that has that we prophesied about the breaker, is she still in here someplace? Can you come over here, please? Hannah, can you just touch Cecilia's neck right on her vocal cords? And you have a breaker anointing. And you're gonna pray, but I'm gonna pray, okay? Father, right now, I just speak over Cecilia. Father, I just thank you, God, for that breaker anointing coming over her vocal cords. I thank you, God, Lord, that you will tune up those chords to belt out a tune. I thank you, Lord, that you will tune them up and strengthen them, and she'll hit the high notes that she's never hit before, and even the low notes that she never even thought was possible. Father, I thank you, God, Lord, that those notes will come forth with your breaker anointing, Father. Father, that the joy of the Lord will be released, and it'll take people into new realms. Even it'll take entire congregations, Father, gathering conferences. Father, I thank you, God, Lord, that that breaker anointing, breaking into spiritual realms, breaking into that prophetic realm, breaking into joy, Father, it's coming, Father. I just proclaim that now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh. This is what the Father is saying to you. I believe in you. That you believe in you. Right? And guess what? I believe in you. I know he does, but I believe in you. And we all believe in you. Now you believe in you.